Welcome, everybody. Shear number 1414, and in the writing is shear number 566. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima Bebrachos, priority in Brachos. So interesting question. If one is planning on eating Malava Malka, they want to make a Malava, right? Eat Malava Malka, and they want to do it right after they make Avdallah. Oh, but the question is, you have over there bread, right? You're going to wash from Malava Malka. As we know, bread comes first. You have to make the Moitzi before a Hagofen. If you want to make Hagofen and wine first, you have to make the Moitzi. That's the order of Brachos. So now it comes out a little bit problematic. If you're going to have the bread on the table, and you're going to make the Hagofen, Hagofen, how do we work that? Because really you're doing it the wrong way. Okay. So that's what we want to talk about. If one is planning on eating a Malava Malka right after making Havdalah, then one should be careful not to bring out the bread or challah until after Havdalah. That's the best way to do it. Don't bring it out until after you're done with Havdalah. We've spoken about in the past, if it's not all on the table at the same time, then there's no problem of kedima bebrachas. There's no problem of priority in brachas. This is due to the fact that the bracha on bread comes before the bracha of wine, which is made during the course of Havdalah, right? Okay, so therefore, since we do not have a choice, and we have to first make Havdalah before we start eating or drinking, you're not allowed to eat a drink besides water, but otherwise you're not allowed to eat a drink before Havdalah. So therefore, in order not to disgrace the bread, not to disgrace the challah by making another bracha, before the hamaitzi, and the hamaitzi is sitting there when it should really come first, so therefore, but we don't have a choice. We have to make Havdalah before we eat. So therefore, one should not bring out the bread that they will be washing on for Malava Malka before they end Havdalah. If the table was already set, let's say the table was already set, right, with the bread, and the bread, so I'm just about to make Havdalah, I didn't realize the bread is there, I can't take it off, whatever the reason is. So what one should do is to very simply just cover the bread. So if the table was already, have been set with bread, the bread should be covered prior to the recital of Havdalah. Just cover up the bread like this, you don't have a problem. If the table has been set and one is not planning to eat Malava Malka at all right now until later on, right? I set the table for Malava Malka, but we're coming back in an hour. We're going to eat the Malava Malka in an hour. We're not eating it right now. Oh, so then if the table has been set and one is not planning on eating Malava Malka right now until later on, then one would not have to cover the bread due to the fact that the laws, the halachas, the priority and brachas do not apply over here. We've spoken about in the fact in the past. That if you don't have the item's not on the table. Even if the item's on the table, but you're not planning on eating the item right now, right? If I am a Zonos and I have eights, I have some fruits and I have some cake. I'm not planning on eating the cake now. I might eat the cake in an hour. I have no intention at all of eating cake. So you don't have to go ahead and take off the cake. You just don't make the Mazonos on the cake. That is fine. That's not a problem. I'm going to make a eights and I eat my eights. I eat my apples, my plums, whatever the case might be. I don't have to make the mazonas. It's only whereby one is planning on eating all the various different foods in front of them. And some of the foods are mazonas, which are on a high level. So then those food that has to be, the bracha mazonas would have to be made first. But if one has no intention at all, if one has no intention at all of eating these items, then there is no halacha obligation to go ahead and make the mazonos first, and you can just go ahead and eat what you want. So the same thing would apply over here, that if the table has been set and one is not planning on eating Malava Malka, having some guests come in an hour or two, whatever, but I have to make Havdalah now, right? So I'm not eating Malava Malka till later on, but I already set the table, of course, after Shabbos, you can't set the table on Shabbos. That would be halachas of hachana, preparation for afterwards. But Shabbos was already over. I said Baruch Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'Chol right before Havdalah, and or I David Marv or whatever the case might be. So then in Marv and Shmoneh Esrei, I already said Havdalah also. But be it as it may, at the Chayin Tanu, in other words, so then Amei Malava Malka later on, the table is already set, and then I would not have to cover the bread due to the fact that the laws of prayer in brachas do not apply over here, since I'll be eating it later on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.